The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowds, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, you say immediately that it is going to rain, and so it does. And when you notice that the wind is blowing from the south, you say that it is going to be hot, and so it is. You hypocrites. You know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. Why do you not know how to interpret the present time? Why do you not judge for yourselves what is right? If you are to go with your opponent before a magistrate, make an effort to settle the matter on the way. Otherwise, your opponent will turn you over to the judge, and the judge hand you over to the constable, and the constable throw you into prison. I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. So, let's see, where are my fifth graders? You're just kind of spread out? Okay. So, if you wake up early one Saturday morning and you hear maybe something sizzling coming from the kitchen, you go into the kitchen, you see one of your parents is making bacon. What is your assumption? Cooking what, though? If it's early in the morning, what are they cooking?
Well, if it's sizzling, probably bacon.
Bacon, but like what, a meal, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
What meal would they be cooking? Breakfast, right?
Yeah.
Yes, breakfast is usually the morning meal. So if they're cooking, if you hear sizzling early in the morning, the likely thing is that that sign points to the fact that you're probably going to have breakfast very soon, right? That makes sense? So the clouds in the gospel today, they pointed to the likelihood that there was going to be a storm of some sort. So they have all these signs. We have all these signs around us all the time, constantly pointing us to another reality. What's coming or what's here, what's ahead. And so normally we can see the signs. We're like, oh, clouds, probably going to rain. If there's a slight tremor, oh, maybe there's going to be a bigger earthquake. You know, all these little things point to a bigger, greater reality. They're signs pointing to something else. The problem with the gospel, with the people in the gospel, is that they could see all these signs and they knew what they meant, but when Jesus Christ himself was doing all of these miracles, going around doing good, doing miracles, curing the sick, healing the lepers, bringing the dead back to life, these signs existed, they were there, but the Pharisees and the scribes could not read them. They knew what the clouds meant, but as smart and as intelligent and as well studied as they were, they could not see what these signs of Christ meant, that he was the Messiah. That's something we have to pay attention to. So, who here has seeing like a really pretty flower and like, oh, that's beautiful, I like that? Most of us, right? Have you ever stopped after you've seen that and given thanks to God for that flower? Good, a couple of you. What about, you know, you woke up and your mom did make you breakfast, made you a wonderful breakfast. Anyone ever have that? Now, did you stop and thank God for that breakfast, the goodness that God allowed to be there for you? Good. So it's an important habit to have. The reason for that is because the more we give thanks to God for all of these little things in our life, the easier it is to recognize him in everything, everywhere else in life. So we start saying thank you for the flower. We thank him for the breakfast. We thank him for the opportunity to be at Mass every week, the opportunity to be at a Catholic school so we can be like surrounded by the faith constantly. And then we start to see him in everyone and everything else too. so that we can see the signs of the time, so that we're not blinded to the reality that God is here and with us. Cool. So I accidentally wrote this homily for the adults. I forgot you guys were coming today. Anyways, that's it.